Mark.
The importance of being careful about inserting oneself, it has to be by divine direction.
Mm.
And the reason why, and you know, the Proverbs are pretty succinct in things. It says, he that passeth by and meddling with a strife not belonging to him, it's like taking a dog by the ears.
No problem.
This is Proverbs chapter 26, verse 17. So we just can't jump into things just because it affects my passion or I feel bad about something or I want to defend a weak person or, you know, I just want to... If it doesn't belong to you, you be aware that you're getting into a situation where it's like grabbing a dog by the ears. Now, I don't have a dog. I don't like dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think dogs like being grabbed by the ears. But if, you know, through prayer and counsel and, you know, even in the Matthew 18 principles that we looked at earlier, you might be asked or invited into. And at that point, it still has to be a matter of something that's prayed, you're prayed up, and you've received wisdom and insight from the Lord in order to be able to do the things that we've been talking about, to listen to both parties, to listen carefully, mm-hmm. to help one party see what the other party is saying, help one party see what the other. It's a process that we've been talking about all week, not only that we've worked out in terms of our own personal exercises, but when we're inserted into a situation, whether being invited or whether or not by impressed by the Spirit of God to get involved. And I want to emphasize that because too many times people get involved and we get yelping dogs all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be guided by the Spirit of God with the wisdom that God gives us, and we find those attributes in what we had in James.
And I would just go a step farther with that is if you are a friend, a close friend, one of them that are involved, and they ask you to come in. I was asked to come into a situation with a very good friend of mine, and I said no. And I said, you know what, but I recommend somebody for you. And I said, to be honest with you, right now as I see the situation, I'm actually leaning toward their side of it, not yours. And I said, I don't want to ruin our friendship. So I'm not getting involved. I said, but I can recommend somebody for you if you want to pray for them and see if the Lord wants them to get involved. So I think it's very important because what happens is, Steve read the verses in Proverbs the other day that says the one that pleads his own cause first, he seems right. But then after we look into the situation, and the other verse that we looked at yesterday is that in Proverbs is that, he who judges a man before he looks at both sides, it's folly to him. So we need to be careful that we don't just because Steve's my friend, so I'm going to come along with Steve. And I'm real mediation, and that's the verse that Brother Mark was mentioning. Mediation is just you're simply there. You're not there to take sides. You are there to make sure that Steve understands everything that Mark's trying to say and that Mark understands everything that Steve's trying to say, and you're a mediator between the two. And you're there to help. And you're there when... Okay, Steve, you know, let's hang on a second.
Yes.
Mark, is that really what...
Yeah.
That's what mediation's really about. Mm-hmm. It's not about taking sides and trying to prove a point. And so I just want to get us some help on that. Because maybe some... Sam, maybe Steve, maybe you have some thoughts too.
I have thoughts, but I'm not sure. I was thinking that within the body of Christ, there in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, it speaks of the gifts. He himself gave some to be apostles and prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. And that maybe there are those who have this gift. A pastor is a person who's looking after the sheep. And it's not just that I like people, it's a gift, and it's a burden that the Lord may have put on a person's heart. And obviously the circumstances may or may not allow me to be involved. But the point is that there must be amongst us people who have that pastoral, that gift to work in different situations.
That came to mind also when, Tim, you mentioned a couple days ago about when we were discussing the idea of separation where one is removed from fellowship for a time. And you added the point to that there need to be those who are keeping their fingers on the pulse of the one who is not enjoying that fellowship for a moment, for that period of time, whatever it is. This, I think, is the same principles at work, because this person is not individually in conflict with the one who has the discipline. And yet there's an attitude of concern and care about his situation, his spiritual well-being. And that, I think, is where we need to start. Do we even have that attitude? I would say, as Mark pointed out, it's very easy to get to have too much, and we have that, you know, Christians have that problem, that we have too much involvement. We involve ourselves in things that don't belong to us, and we can't even take care of our own. You know, sometimes we get involved in somebody else's conflict when we are in conflict ourselves, and we're not addressing that. And yet still, it's so readily apparent that there's not enough of the other attitude either. Care about problems that are going unaddressed, and we're learning to live with them. I think that's it's an ungodly attitude. It's really a shameful thing, really, when Christians say, well, that's just the way things are there, and we're just going to let it go. That should bother us. And again, maybe we're not the ones to be involved, but I think if we are concerned about it, it will, you know, the Lord will raise up somebody to address that need. When Hannah finally prayed for someone who would be lent to the Lord all his days, then the Lord raised somebody up, you know. And if we're praying that the Lord will raise up somebody to address this conflict or that conflict, it may not be us, but let's join with the Lord's desire in prayer that way.
Problem is, sometimes you speak of discipline and somebody being disciplined. And the one that most frequently troubles the fellowship and troubles the testimony is we shouldn't be surprised if someone doesn't want to submit to the discipline or they don't like the discipline. There's been a condition that has occurred, a low spiritual thing. They've gotten away from the Lord. And so that they wouldn't want to. But the object of discipline is for them to get restored back. And so the discipline is by all, by the many. But there's too much of going around and trying to tell your story and find sympathizers and to try to circumvent that. And then it's sad when those within actually do damage because they assist the person, and so the discipline isn't bringing its proper fruit.
Just as you were saying that, I turned to another verse, and it talks about the inappropriate way to be involved. It says here, where no wood is, same Proverbs 26, where no wood is, the fire goes out. So where there's no talebearer, the strife ceases. How often things get out of hand because, you know what so-and-so said, you know what so-and-so did. So-and-so did this, did this, did this. And you go talebearing, injecting yourself, inflaming the situation, as opposed to seeking to bring peace to the situation.
Proverbs 26, verse 20.
Interesting